Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We got a lot going on right now in our studio because we're in the presence of brilliance right now, Mike Bell. Mm-hmm. Three amazing individuals have made their way into the 92.9 The Game studios. One of them, Jermaine Dupri, yeah. T.I., Young Dro. We got his mic on. There we go.
Okay, my mic is on.
Jermaine Dupri, J.D., T.I., and Young Dro are in here, guys. Yes. And Atlanta royalty right here. So, fellas, appreciate y'all stopping by. Yeah. We're going to tell you about what they're working on and what's coming out here because it is a part of what's going on in the ATL. But first and foremost, man, how you doing? You look great. What's
I'm
going
good,
on?
Thank you. I'm good. We just out here working.
Always, it feels like, right?
We're trying to, put some new energy in the air.
I hear you, man. Yeah. T.I., we saw you a few months ago. You came through. It was the comedy show, so it's good to see you again, brother.
Yeah, we had a good time then, too.
Oh, I know.
Just wish you brought old fashions for everybody.
J.D., he kind of made me take a break in my retirement. He said we had an appointment. I was in the middle of, happy hour.
Understood.
So before we get to this project, which I think is going to be incredible, man, let's talk about what's going on in the A. We know all you guys are big sports fans and follow what's happening. The draft was last night, obviously, the Hawks.
Yeah. We got our first
Georgia
player since Dominique Wilkins, right?
That's right.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
We might be getting back on the right track.
Huh? What's his position?
Yeah. He's a four. I mean, he's a big guy. He's a big guy.
He needs a big guy.
He can shoot. He can he plays a lot of good defense. He's a hustle guy, man. He's good.
Tip was just asking me about Porzingis.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Let me see his shoes.
Yeah. You asked me what I thought about it. You said, then I heard he couldn't stay healthy. I said, let me see his shoes. I need to see what kind of shoes he wears.
And then that tells you everything?
And from the looks of the shoes he wears, he's going to keep getting hurt.
Now,
whatever happened to high tops?
I said this on Twitter, and they killed me for that. They said that that's not the reason that these guys keep catching these.
That's not true.
The Achilles out.
Huh? The Achilles, yes. Yeah. The Kobe rule. Kobe showed you. Kobe had those low-top Nikes, and he hurt himself. And he couldn't stay healthy. And everybody wear them low top shoes, they keep getting hurt.
That's what I feel.
So that's my observation.
That's me too, but they saying that's not it.
Back in the day, everybody wore high tops.
Ask the men who got hurt. How about that? Why don't you ask the ones who got
hurt?
We
used to wear high tops, right? Yeah. That was the thing. And I like it, as corny as it might be, I think to some of this generation, I do think it protected our ankles.
I know I'm older, but every time I say this, all the younger people around me, but Jordan never got hurt like this. And it's because he got Jordan's his high tops.
Right. That's just what they are. At least a mid.
He ain't wearing them. Who got some Jordans on here?
Not today.
Not today. But
excuse my Lon Vons.
Jordan.
Pardon my Lon Vons.
Jordan ain't never wear no low. He was good.
Let me ask you guys. It's Jermaine Dupri, guys. T.I., Young Dro in studio with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Michael Penix, man. Falcons' new quarterback. I say new because he's going to actually start and play this year.
Dro, you looked at me like I was supposed to.
That's the best decision, man. We loved to see Kirk Cousins and what he contributed, but Penix is the guy.
Yeah.
Is it the point blank period?
No, listen, there's
it's his time now, man. It's go time.
Yeah, JD, I don't think it's not even it ain't up in the air.
You guys are out though, man. You're in the city. You still are. You know, everybody knows it, but the energy about Penix is real. Like everybody feels like, oh, this is gonna be something.
I mean, he should be somebody. He's just I think he started off a little scared. Like it felt like, you know what I mean, a little nervousness. Yeah, that's he's right. Supposed to have that, right? You know what I mean, he came in, he ain't know what was gonna actually how it was gonna be. That's what I thought. But I feel like he's ready for the position.
Sunday Night Football, he looked good.
I think they got him knowing that this was going to happen.
Right.
But at the same time, he's also the quarterback coming into the game risking life and limb, the only quarterback that isn't making $100 million. So, you know, there could be some trepidation in that.
That's a good point. T.I. is in studio with Joe and Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, my.
Hey, man. You only get this on Dukes of Bell, by the way, right here. Number one in the city.
You don't get anywhere else.
So, man, this team, this town, and one of the things about this city, it's funny because you guys come in today, we were just talking, we kind of stumbled on the subject of how much time we spent in adult establishments over the years. Talk about the Magic City Project. What's this all about, man?
I mean, well, the Magic City documentary. I
know plenty about this.
Oh, now you want to get in the conversation.
So the Magic City documentary, it actually came about from a conversation that I was having about Atlanta as a whole, right? And it was just talking about how as artists in Atlanta and as just people in Atlanta, whether it be celebrities or whatever it be, this is just one of the places that we go and we feel comfortable. We relax. We listen to the music. We get dances. We talk to people that we ain't seen. It's just a bunch of different things that could happen in this particular spot anyway. And that conversation just kept going, and people he was asking me who else was in there, and this person was in there, and I could start telling them all other people that was in there, and it just turned into, oh, let me speak to this person, let me speak to this person, let me speak to this person, and it turned into a documentary. And then when you talk to Magic, his story alone how he built that club,
it's incredible.
What he used to do is just an incredible story.
No, JD, I agree with you. Michael, Mr. Magic Barney is who we're talking about, who owns the club. We're talking about Magic City. World-renowned. Yeah. JD, right. Young Dro, T.I., people have come to our city. People have come to visit you guys. I got to go to Magic City, right? Yeah. What is that? What is that about? Like, that allure to, like, oh, y'all got to show me. Like, it's almost like you want to see it for yourself.
In a word, it's culture.
Okay.
It's culture. You know what I mean? I think that Magic City and establishments like it have established themselves as a social circle for a very important part of our community. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter. It's not a hierarchy. It's not, you know, like a gender thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just everybody older, younger, men, women, richer, on their way to being rich, or have aspirations to be rich. Yeah. Like, it all, like, you got to get there to kind of rub elbows and socialize with. That's where you go to meet people. It's sort of like AmVets. You remember AmVets back in the day? You know what I'm saying? Those, you know, we go from the community centers, boys and girls clubs, and then as you get a little older, you know, the community center expands. And, you know, you find yourself, you know,
it's like Cheers now, chicken
wings and big butts. You know
By the way,
so much more
than booty and wings.
I think
so much
I think
more
what
than booty
is trying
and wings.
To say is, yes,
man, you know what I'm saying.
We're not gonna make the leap from the YWCA to a strip club, but I understand what you're saying.
I think you do though.
But everybody comes together. But the thing is, it just happens to be the place. It just happens to be an adult establishment. But everybody's there. Like, remember during COVID? Remember Lou Williams? Lou busts out of the bubble to go get his wings on because it's an iconic experience to get the lemon
pepper. Sometimes you need a wing. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need a wing. You know what I mean?
I think
the booty in proximity.
Bro. Adds to the season.
I think what's most incredible about the story is that before me, before all of us was going to the club, this club had been going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dominique Wilkins was in that club. Mm-hmm. Andre Risenden was in this club. Right. All the guys that were the big
Sanders,
yeah,
Michael
all
Jordan,
Deion Sanders, all these guys, they in the club. They was in this club then, and this club just continues to reinvent itself as the artists get younger or whatever it is, it continues to do it. And that I don't even know that we have been the people that made it. like, oh, let's go to Magic. We're not telling people this. It just continues to keep doing this.
Yeah. But aren't you guys also, as we talked to JD, Jermaine Dupri, guys, T.I. Young, Dro in studio with us, a part of the soundtrack of that club, though? Like, as the
your
city
music
in real
is
life,
soundtrack,
yeah, in real life.
As the city has become what it has,
in real life.
You guys, the music that they play in that club also plays to
real life. I mean, Monday night, somebody called me and said, yo, you coming up here? And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to the club. He's like, with Tip on the stage. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what you talking about? And they sent me a video, and Tip was on the stage. It's real life.
Yeah.
Monday
night. I was just in there, man, patronizing. You know,
following up.
I was just making sure the record was getting played.
Okay, that's right.
Imagine some guys in town for a convention. Who's that on stage?
That's what we call some extensive research. I was just doing some research.
Tip, you got to do it sometimes. You guys are doing the soundtrack for this docuseries, though.
Basically, yes.
Uh-huh. How's that going, man? What's the deal there?
Well, I mean, I came with these guys because they basically the heartbeat of what I'm doing.
Okay.
Tip and Dro came to the studio first, and we started working, and we ended up doing 3 songs. Mm. And, I mean, all in, like, a few hours, not in, like, 3 days. This was, like, in a few hours. We just start throwing ideas. I play a beat. They ain't like it. Put on another beat. They like it. Mm. Tip say he got to go.
I say,
I'll be back.
Yeah, Tip say I got to go. I got to leave. Dro stay. We came up with that turnaround. Mm. I said, Dro, I got to put Tip on this one.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just so organic. It just felt right. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that's basically how going to Magic is. It's an organic situation. We don't call each other and be like, hey, meet us up here. It's just you just automatically get there, and all of a sudden you see your partners in the club.
It's Atlanta culture. It just really is ingrained. How much of that, the creativity, comes from collaboration, where all of a sudden it just takes you in another direction?
As far as the
just
music?
Anything, make creating new music.
Yeah, I think, I mean, like he said, when you go, I go to the club specifically to hear what the tempo is, to hear what artist is hot, just to see what the, you know, because another thing that people don't understand is that the girls pick the music that they dance to on the stage. So if the girl is telling the DJ she want this song played, and then 2 other girls go up there and they want that same song played, and you paying attention to this, you'll realize, oh, this must be the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Business deals in the club?
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of business deals in the club over the years when you guys have gone in there and made stuff happen. You talked about the professional
athletes. I don't understand the question.
Well, when you... Not those business deals.
Technically, all those are business deals. Yeah, technically.
Not those business deals.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about the collaboration.
Where's
JD,
business
you,
affairs?
You know what I'm talking about.
Business.
Yeah, man. Like, now, the collaboration's
a thing. Strip clubs are to sweeten the deal. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or closing it.
It's a club to close the deal.
Yeah, it's a closer.
Okay.
Like, but I mean, to celebrate the deal.
Mm-hmm.
In the documentary commercial, if you want to go to Stars, you can see this. In the documentary commercial, Shaquille O'Neal was in Magic City when he got his $120 million deal. His agent called his phone.
With the Lakers?
No, this was earlier.
Back to the Magic?
It might have been the Lakers.
Okay.
It was the Magic.
Magic,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was in Magic City when he got that deal. His agent called him and was like, where are you at? I need you to come sign these papers. He's like, I'm in Magic City.
He's got to deal with Magic. In Magic.
Yeah.
It was all Magic.
It was all magic. Yes.
All magic.
Who wants like to meet Shaktos?
Yeah, things like that go down. By the way, it is going to be on Stars, guys. It's going to be released, I believe, in August.
Yeah, August 15th.
And it's called Magic City, the American Fantasy. An American Fantasy, which is incredible. I think it's the most famous strip club in the world. That's me.
Yeah.
Because no matter where I go, and people are like, oh, you're from the A.
Right.
Magic City. They will say that.
Mm. In a city of a lot of establishments that are also legendary, but that one stands above the others.
But they will say that over, oh, what's up with the Braves? Or what? Like that's something that comes up with brothers all the time.
Oh, yeah. Nah. I mean, because everybody got a story. Like, the story that T.I. tells in the documentary, I never heard this before.
I don't remember this.
The story was, you knocked Michael Jordan's cigar at his...
Oh, man.
True story?
What the hell?
True story?
You got to tell him this, because it's a sports story.
Man. Come on.
Yeah, so, okay. So, back in 2003, I was, you know, up-and-coming artist in the city, and... You know what I'm saying? Everybody from Atlanta, we already thought we were celebrities before we became celebrities. We just had, you know, a level of cool that exceeded most civilians elsewhere. And I never asked nobody, like, for no autograph, for no picture, or nothing like that. So just so happened the day that I think they did the retro, if I'm not mistaken, the retro sixes or maybe even the Concord, something like that. They had just started re-releasing Michael Jordan's mm-hmm. old shoes again, you know what I mean? Before they got into all the crazy colors, they were just re-releasing them the way they were originally released. And so I had went and bought a pair, and so the as soon and I and of course I was wearing them. Go to Magic Day Shift.
You feel me?
Absolutely. You picking up my people.
That's a whole different energy. Now. Different energy. Yeah.
Day Shift. And I walk in and I see Charles Oakley and Michael Jordan up in the VIP area smoking cigars.
Yeah.
And so I just said, man, I say, that's Michael Jordan right there. You know what I mean? So I stepped back, you know, I didn't say anything. I just continued. And meanwhile, like, you know, girls are coming to me saying, Tip, Tip, what's up, what's up? And I'm just kind of playing it cool, like, yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm keeping my eyes on where MJ and Oakley are doing. So they leave out the section, they start walking, coming our way, passing the bar, like they were coming to the bathroom or something. So I figured this is the time. In my mind, what I thought was going to happen, this is how I said it. In my mind, I said, I'm going to introduce myself, and he going to pick up on my player, and he going to sign my shoes. They going to be worth a fortune. Never going to wear them again.
Right.
Then we going to party, and he going to give me a Jordan contract. Now I'm going to be signed to Jordan, the first ever artist to sign to Jordan. And
this all going through your mind.
Yeah, this was going through my mind right then. Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, well, here he is. Like, now we, boom, face to face. So I just said, because I'm kind of in his way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was kind of, me and the girl were blocking their way. So he kind of just stopped. And I thought he was stopping to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? So I said, what's up? I said, what's up, MJ, man? I'm Tip. Or T.I., you know what I'm saying? You'll know me, man. You know, I'm an up-and-coming artist, man. You know, I'm gonna be a big deal one day, man. But you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. I just bought your shoe, man. What's up, man? And then I reached my hand up, right?
To give him a dap.
Yeah. And then I don't know if he reached out, but his hand was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just went on dapping him, right? Knocks the cigar at his hand.
You hear me? Oh, you heard that? Oh, y'all, that means y'all know where this goes.
Yeah. And that's like a $25 stick.
Knocks the stick out of here. So look, now check this out. So it's me, my partner, Big Phil, God rest his soul, and you know, a few other my partners, I think my partner Clay would there also, God rest his soul. So look, it's me, my partner Phil, Clay, no. I'm looking at Mike. Mike looking at me. We both look down at the cigar. I look back up at Mike. He looking at me. We both look down at the cigar. So I'm just like, I know he don't think I'm finna pick up this guy.
Oh my God.
Man, I'm from Bankhead, shout. I know you don't think I'm finna. Man, so while I'm doing, while every all this is going to my head, man, Phil been over pick up the cigar and Clay say, hey, yeah, Mike, yeah, da, 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 and he took Phil and Clay into the VIP they party, and I was left out the whole time. And you know,
he took your boys.
He took my boys and in there, and they kicked it, man.
That's a hell of a sports story, by the way.
That's
down. Down.
That is a great sports story.
Did he sign the shoes?
No, he signed Phil's shoes.
You should have picked up the cigar.
Nah, I couldn't do it. Nah. Couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it.
T.I., that's a great story. And that is a story that you will see and in the American, part, right? The American Fantasy on Starz, Magic City, and American Fantasy. JD, man, we appreciate y'all stopping by. Young Joe.
Right.
Continued success. We know this is going to be an incredible. I think it's 5-part series, right?
Yes.
Five-part docuseries that comes out in August, guys. We're all over it. We want to see it because we represent the A and we want to see it. But congratulations, right, fellas, as always. And continued success, man. Good to see you.
Atlanta business.
No
doubt.
Love you. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. Unbelievable story there by T.I., JD in the house, Young Dro. We're coming back. We got more to get to. Braves back in action tonight against the Mets. They got to win this series. But we got an issue with this lineup, man.
Please,
Jermaine. JD's like, we got murdered last night. We're coming back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thanks again to Jermaine Dupri, T.I., Young Dro. If you missed that, you got to go rewind on the Odyssey app. That's all I'm going to tell you. And the docu-series, it's not a documentary, it's a docu-series called Magic City in American Fantasy on Starz coming out in August. As we shift gears, guys, Braves tonight against the Mets. Finish out this series. And Grant, thanks for joining us as always as we go around the yard. Mike and I were talking earlier, and I just said, I think we have a Michael Harris problem, and I want to get your opinion on this. He's struggling, and there's no debating it. You know, the numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what the answer is, Grant. And, you know, I'm struggling because defensively it's a gym every night. Like, he's doing incredible things in the outfield. Do you believe that's why they maybe wouldn't sit him or pull him and maybe give him some time to kind of refocus?
I mean, I think there's a few things. Number one, he is playing an elite-level defense, and that does help, but that doesn't necessarily make up for how far he has regressed, seemingly, in the half a season that we've seen thus far. But I also feel like part of this is steeped in the fact that Michael Harris, the last couple of years, has been a slow starter and has come on. Eventually, he just seems to figure it out, and I know that's the Braves' hope, obviously, and I'm sure that that's what Michael is expecting. But this is a different kind of struggle than we've seen before, because this isn't involving a stint on the injured list and then some struggles and then, you know, finally catching fire and just getting going again. It's just seemingly not clicking. It's not turning over. And I think you can look at it and see that it seems different than it's been in years past, because he's always been an aggressive hitter. But this year, it seems like he has either an approach change or it's a degree of aggressiveness that is working against him. And I think that opponents know that, the pitchers know that, and they don't really feel like, you know, he's a threat that they have to come after as much as you would with a hitter that's more selective. And that, I think, is something that is easy to talk about, but not as easy to solve. And the other fact is that there's not really a great alternative here. I know a lot of people might say, all right, we'll just throw Eli White out there. It'll be different. It'll be better. And then you can look at AAA and say, well, is there anybody down there? And maybe there's a minor league signing. Maybe Jared Kelnick has figured it out, but he hasn't. He hasn't played well in AAA either. So there's nothing forcing a change. And that, I think, is why the Braves are trying to play the waiting game. But ultimately, I think we are reaching critical mass at this point, where it's approaching July. It hasn't gotten better. clearly he's having a down season. And when you sort the qualified hitters in Major League Baseball, he's one of, if not the worst hitters. That's something that the Braves have to look at.
Now, as we said, I mean, Grant, the defense, we know it, it's amazing, but even with wins, wins above replacement, it doesn't put a dent in that horrible OPS. And the way he expands the strike zone, and, you know, you and I spoke about it the other day, about never taking, you know, account to full, you know, I mean, just 10 walks in the 10 walks in 300 at-bats is almost impossible. So, and, well, and I know it's cliche, but is Tim Hires have to sit him down, or does Ozuna need to have one of those conversations with him about, you got to be more disciplined at the dish?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because it's not necessarily like that there's one outward influence that's going to be able to ultimately change everything. It's going to start and end with Michael Harris, with his work, with what he's comfortable with his vision, with his plan when he gets up there. And a lot of people can influence that. I think that sometimes maybe too many people can influence those kinds of things. And if you were to, you know, workshop the idea across social media, I bet there'd be 10 or 15 great theories about how to fix Michael Harris. But unfortunately, he's the guy that's got to go about doing it. And to your point about the walks, I believe it's been a month since Michael Harris has drawn a walk, something like 125-plus at-bats without one. That wasn't as big of an issue earlier this year, but now it's just turned into one of those where his aggressiveness, again, I think is working against him, and you've seen a number of at-bats that you just think, what was the plan going up there? And I know it's hard. Like, this is not an easy game. It's a humbling game, and it's a very, very challenging season to get through without going through some kind of long, you know, drawn-out slump or downspell. But for Michael, it just seems like he has been in the valley for a long time.
Grant McCauley joining us here as we talk about the Braves, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Braves have to win tonight to win this series. We don't want to split, and that would be great. But I want to talk to you about Didier Fuentes. I think his stuff is really good, Grant. I know that he's been, you know, banged around in these first couple of starts. What's your assessment on him?
I do like the stuff, and I think there is a lot to like about it. But there's certain amount of just, I think, realistic expectation that we have to temper at this point, because his experience level and the amount of experience he has is pretty much right there in his age. This kid just turned 20. He had made 7 starts above A ball. And I think the Braves were hoping to, based on that stuff, you know, catch lightning in a bottle at a time in which, let's also be honest, they really needed it, because being without Chris Sale for any length of time is far from ideal. But I also feel like, if you looked at that first outing and there were things you could take away from it that were definite positives, and there were, he really made one mistake in that one. That was kind of a hand-picked opponent. That's kind of the way I looked at it. It's almost like you've got a fighter, you want to get him going, you want to challenge him, but not too much to the point that he's going to get either beat or have a confidence issue. It's true, I think, for big league pitchers as well. And then you go out there against the New York Mets, and that was a different class of fighter. And that, I think, is what we saw play out in his most recent start. And I just wonder if they had a better option, a more experienced option, an older option, and someone that they didn't have to designate for assignment right after he starts to open up another spot on the pitching staff, if the Braves might not have gone a different direction.
Yeah, I know it's something we talked about earlier, and one of those ones that kind of slipped through the cracks. Griffin Canning, who's had a really good run for the Mets, he's on the bump. Grant Holmes, can Grant Holmes keep it in the park tonight against that Mets lineup?
Yeah, that'll be a big challenge for him. I know he's a homer prone at times, but a lot of swing and miss. He has looked extremely good overall this season. He's been kind of a glue guy for that rotation. We've had questions about all kinds of different things. The Ronaldo Lopez injury, the AJ Smith-Shawver injury, now the Chris Sale injury, Spencer Strider trying to get back on track. But all along, Grant Holmes has just been kind of doing his thing, and they're going to need him to keep doing that, because I do feel like he's kind of one of the unsung heroes of this club right now, who's doing some serious work and keeping the Braves in position to win just about every time he goes out there. So, yeah, limiting the Mets as far as the long ball is concerned is going to be big for Grant Holmes in this one. And I know we've also seen this year a few more walks than he would like. I know he's trying to clean that whole thing up, but this is a guy that's top 10 in Major League Baseball in strikeouts per 9. So what he's doing, it's sustainable, and it's certainly bearing out in the results, and the Braves need him to keep doing it.
All right, Grant, great stuff. We'll see what happens tonight. Big series, obviously they all are, but Phillies, as we get a chance to come home this weekend, but we got to win this one first, so hopefully we win tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah. Look, there are some things we don't quite have answers to right now. Michael Harris is one of them. And if they're not going to do anything drastic, And I'm not talking about trying to move him or anything. I'm just saying, how do you get his confidence back? Because right now, that is the thing. I think Olsen went through this. We saw Riley do it. I think Michael Harris has got to find his confidence. We'll see if that happens. We're coming back. We've got to talk about what the Hawks did last night. It's been the top story today.
Hey, how often do we have two drafts with the Hawks and the Falcons, and everybody says we nailed it?
It's true. I don't know when the last time that's happened.
And we have two guys from Georgia on two teams.
It's a good feeling right now. Right. And I like what they did, guys. We'll get into it coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hawks did something last night nobody expected. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We get a Georgia boy, Mike, literally a Georgia boy.
Yeah, man, it was funny last night. Some people in this town, Chris Thomas, were very grumpus when we found out that the Hawks were going to, in fact, trade the 13th pick to the Fly Pelican, as Tony Montana would say. It was actually a flamingo. He called it a pelican. But anyway, the idea that you're going to grab an unprotected pick, there's two of those, whichever one is the worst, or in this case, the better for us, between the Bucks pick and their initial pick, we're going to have a potential top six pick if the Pelicans stink like we think they're going to stink next year. You know, and maybe worse. And remember, no Dame Lillard for the Bucks. So who knows where that goes if Giannis flies the goop in Milwaukee. So we get that pick. Again, I was a little disappointed, too, because we had handicapped all day what we're going to do at 13. But the guy that we had talked about, some of those big names, and there was a run on big men, Carl. A lot of centers all kind of went in a row. And I guess that's that was New Orleans' motivation for basically getting fleeced. That's the phrase I've seen, fleeced. Robbed, abused, Falcons stole it. Hey, we'll take it. But the fact that Asa Newell is there, you're going to have your cake and eat it too at 23. A guy that, yes, is he technically ready for the NBA? Probably not, but he's got tremendous energy. The guy he's got athleticism up the yin-yang, great attitude, stoked to be here. And you know, one thing he does have, Carl, he scores. 15 and a half points. He had some 20-point games down the stretch for the Dogs.
Yeah, look, there were times last year I thought they should have fed him more, to be honest with you. But college is not the NBA. And his game translates to the NBA, yes, but he's got to find his role with this team. And Quinn Snyder is going to be tasked with that. But I like the pick, guys, and I think we did a really good job. Big shout out to Ansi Saleh, who is the guy that drafted him last night. We talked to our general manager yesterday, and again, I asked him as we started the interview because we had heard his name pronounced 800 million ways, and that is how you say it. But with that said, Mike, he's off to a great start. I want you to hear Asa talk about what he brings to the team.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of contagious energy on the offensive side and the defensive side. I'm elite at rim running, spacing the floor with my three-point shot, and also being able to guard multiple positions. I can take a smaller defender in the post and, you know, take a larger matchup off the dribble.
Run of the floor, you know, we're getting the transition. That's why I'm excited to see he can learn from Porzingis. And if Porzingis is only here 1 year, he's part of, you know, what we heard from the general manager yesterday. You know, it's going to be a process. I still don't eliminate from, I don't know, from you or me, and maybe the rest of the audience doesn't want to hear this, I still think there's a possibility they don't give Trey that big contract.
Well, look, it's more
than, or if Trey opts out.
It's more than a possibility. You, look, I feel like that decision, to be honest with you, has been made.
And you were positioned now for a good – now, we don't know exactly how the point guards will play out, but just to dovetail what you're talking about, we're kind of in a position to perhaps address that in the draft next year.
Well, you've given yourself some flexibility. You know, the term soft reset, because you're still viable, but you're not terrible, right? You still have some really good players and some star power, and maybe –
that fans want to see, yeah.
Correct, that fans want to watch, and you're still going to be competitive, but you're not terrible. And so when I say soft reset, that's what I mean. There's two ways to do it, guys. You completely say, we don't care what the team looks like. We're going to win 14, 20 games next year, maybe the next year, and we're going to draft and acquire picks. They're not doing that. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to be competitive. And so, look, I don't want to look that far down the road, Mike. I really want to say, what can this team do next year, and is it the team that can be a top four seed in the Eastern Conference with Trey? Here's the kicker, guys. If Trey plays well, which he has, he ain't got the credit because the team hadn't been good and we've been in the play-in. He's been good. He's been making the right decisions. But, Mike, if he plays well, it increases his trade viability for the Hawks to potentially move him. Right. It's not as if we're going into this season and wanting Trey to be bad. He needs to be the Trey Young that he's been. Maybe he's better because the pieces around him. All of a sudden, he becomes more of an attractive piece.
Now, again, depending on what we're going to do, and we had a big discussion earlier in the show, you could rewind to the 3 o'clock hour and discuss, you know, you want to back up, you know, Trey's, or do you want to have that heir apparent for Trey? That's another thing. I mean, Josh Giddey's going to be out there, unrestricted free agent from the Bulls, who really started to cook when LaVine was traded. We talked earlier about other names like Tyus Jones, be a solid backup for Trey, so there's never any letdown when he's off the floor. And it seems like, not that the Hawks are like lukewarm on Bufkin, but it sure sounds like guys who cover the league feel like that's our next step. That, you know, more bench shooting. Caris LeVert, I still think, has got to be retained. So we'll see how they spend that money. But I think if you are new to Atlanta, or if you're just a veteran Hawks fan who's been miserable over the years, you know, Anssi Salé did some really good things this week. I know Porzingis, the health concerns are there. I know yesterday I totally undersold the rim protection because I was more focused on what he did in that Knicks series. But he's still a guy that you know, he blocks shots. He can do what the big man does and pop for the three-point shot. So that element is there. And now we're just waiting to see how we fill in some of the other pieces. But you're right. They can go and be competitive. It may be a soft reset. And now it's a matter of how they play. And by the way, now you get better pieces, Quinn Snyder. Do some coaching.
Wow. Yeah, listen, if the team is better, that's when we start to really judge the coach, right? For me.
Right.
That's how I feel. That's what I've always said. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear from Asa Newell about the pre-draft meetings with the Hawks, guys. Because this is the part where you go, did you know they were going to draft you? What's the deal? Here's what he said.
Yeah, it was really good. I knew they were really excited about me, you know, going into the workouts and the meetings and, you know, the interviews. I always had a good feeling about Atlanta and, you know, I really killed my workout. So it's not really, you know, a surprise to me because I know I put the work in.
That's funny. I killed it.
I killed it. Yeah. I destroyed it. Hey, by the way, we said this, man, nothing wrong with having confidence, right?
No.
Confidence is a good thing. You know, now don't be a punk. Don't be what Ace Bailey was doing this leading up to the draft and subsequently after the draft.
Do you think he went to a good spot, by the way? I mean, he goes to Utah. I don't think he wanted to go to Utah.
Well, you know, I got to be honest. And I was going to save this for clear my throat, but I'll throw it in now. You know, it's not like it was in the old days when you knew the first two dozen players. You knew everybody coming out because they stuck around for 3 years in college. And the NFL nails it. These guys really need to think about readdressing. We'll talk to Steve Koonin about, why don't you just have free agency, then have your draft, and then your draft TV show won't suck. Mm. And also get it off ESPN. It'll suck less. But if you watch, you know, Ace Bailey would like this. You're going to the NBA as a top five pick, and you literally look like you were told that you're going to jail. And then conversely, or similarly, I should say, Colin Murray Boyles, him and his girlfriend's like, we're going to Toronto. It's like the New York City of Canada. It's a really nice place.
It is.
And this guy's literally going, he drops an F-bomb when he finds out he gets drafted by the Raptors. So if you're an old guy, and research shows that men 55 and older of a certain segment don't really enjoy the NBA as much, and you're trying to win over some fans, to see guys act like this privilege is now a burden doesn't really sell the NBA to some folks, if I'm honest.
It's a valid point. Look, I don't know if it's entitlement. If guys feel like, to your point, that they've got enough clout to choose where they want to go, which doesn't happen.
When 99% of the casual fans has no idea who anyone is other than Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what? Dom is right. I hope your dad's listening. Dom said it's NIL money, Mike. All these guys have already been paid. A lot of these guys have already made some money, so they're feeling themselves.
Three other letters. AAU. I mean, those guys get their butts kissed from the time they're 12. So, I mean, look, I know there's always, for the one AAU coach out there who's listening who actually does it right, teaches defense, Carl, and a mid-range jumper, to you I say mazel tov. But I just don't know. A lot of this AAU stuff just kind of continues and breeds through the Calipari experience or wherever they went to school and out of the NBA.
The good news is we're in a good spot. And that's the main thing we need to take from last night. Tonight, by the way, is round two. I don't think we do anything. That's just me.
We don't have – now, you could always – find a way. You know, you'll move something from a future second or whatever. There's a way to do it. Move a piece. We still have Mo Gay, by the way. Mo Gay going to be on this roster?
Listen, Mo Gay has some – here's the deal. You asked Mo Gay to start last year at the end of the year where he was getting a lot more run in minutes than he needed to.
Right.
Capella was not playing, right? Double O was out of position to many people's thoughts, or at least, you know, he was playing five. He should have been a four. Either way, Mike, I like Mo Gay's
upside.
He can shoot the three, and he is a shot blocker and a rim protector. I think that that's what's going to make this competition at camp, when we get there in September, interesting for the Hawks to see. You got a variety of bigs. How do you intermix these guys? And here's the big thing about the NBA. We saw this in the finals. You got to be able to go small and big.
Right.
And your bigs have to be able to play against these small guys. Mo can do that. He can guard pretty much everybody but a point guard. So I don't know what his future holds, but and he's another guy that just started playing basketball. A lot of these guys.
Late bloomer.
Yeah, man. You pick up the ball at 14, 15 years old, and all of a sudden you find yourself in the NBA at 20. You know, it's kind of weird, but he's got a lot of upside. Hey, man, as we get ready to head out, Chris has got the night show. Stay there. He's got you covered. A lot more on the NBA draft tonight and what the Hawks did last night. We got to give a big shout-out to Jermaine Dupri, T.I., and Young Dro. Again, that interview is online. They stopped in studio. An incredible docuseries coming out on Stars in August called Magic City and American Fantasy. Mm. And from the looks of it, it's going to be really good. They're putting together a soundtrack for this, but also I think JD is one of the executive producers. Very good stuff from those guys who stopped by today, and also all of our other guests. All right, man. Dom, we got to get out of here, man. We got to clear our throat.
Oh.
Hey, thanks to Rod Beard, AJC, Mike. Stopped in, did an excellent job. He's new to town. He's handling all the sports editor jobs, or duty, should I say, over at the AJC. Yeah. You said they're right across the street. They moved, huh?
Literally right across the street, because when BA comes over to jump on Andy Randy from Dog Nation, coming right across. But it was cool, because Rod had the Motown experience and how the Pistons turned things around, what's going on with the Lions, and now covering the Falcons and everybody else here in town.
Hey, man, Grant McCauley stopped by as well. What do the Braves do? They win this series tonight?
Well, again, Grant Holmes, do not let Soto and everybody else hit the ball out of the park, man. You know, all of a sudden McNeil's now getting hot.
It could get ugly quick. You're right about that. All right, we're talking about that and much more tomorrow. It's Friday! We're getting ready for the weekend, man. Make sure you're here. 2 o'clock. We got a lot to chop up. Day-Day, great job, Dominator, and good to talk to your dad, Mike. Thank you for listening. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, whatever happened to just using an escort service? I'm talking about Justin Tucker. NFL drops a 10-game suspension. Not that anybody's going to sign him, because in addition to having some really icky stuff in his personal life, not judging, you do what you do. But again, no criminal suits, but civil suits aplenty. The fact that he was engaged with some funky stuff with masseuses that weren't expecting him to do some of the stuff that Deshaun Watson was alleged to have done. But I mean, just, you know, if you want to get your freaky flag on, just hire someone who's a professional. And then there's an understanding of what you're going to get. The service is rendered. The service is paid for. Guy was a real pillar of the community, and now his name is Mud.
How many games did Florida State win last year, Mike?
That's two.
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 Guys, Florida State hasn't finalized revenue-sharing contracts for all of its players yet.
Yes, I saw that today. Carl, why do you have to bring that up?
Because I think it's important. While some top transfers have received upfront payments before July 1st, which is the official date, others are still waiting at Florida State. Many are saying something fishy is going on with their revenue-sharing contracts. It's raising eyebrows. Agents around the industry are saying what's going on down there at Florida State. The season hasn't even started yet, and this sounds like it's going to be a mess.
Hey, by the way, anybody need two for the Alabama game?
Okay, would you stop it? Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
your coach is an idiot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.